between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. What is it with murders? Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and tonight we have a story of another dun-dun-dun murder. There's nothing like the lure of a psychological tale to cause the hairs on the back of my neck to stand up. Whew, you guys, we are almost to the end of season two. Just 4 more episodes. I cannot believe how quickly this season has gone. If you want to submit your stories for season 3, now is the time. From campy to, I saw something in the water that didn't look natural. Scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. So I guess that really only leaves me with one question. What's your story? Submit all entries for the podcast to my email, dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. Today's episode is brought to you by the amazing author from Reddit with the username Lone Donut. This is their second time gracing us with fearful images. Their first episode appeared in season 1, so check it out. They say love is blind, but how could she not see this? Submitted for the approval to the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of a Confession. Titled, Confessions. My name is... This has been scribbled out to protect the identity. And this is my confession. I murdered my boyfriend. We met during my sophomore year of college. During spring break. He was quirky, smart, and drop-dead gorgeous. Let's just summarize by saying I fell head over heels for him. We dated long distance for the remaining years in college and moved in together immediately after we graduated. Life with him was a dream come true. Spontaneous romantic gestures. Breakfast in bed almost every morning. Soft kisses and snuggles by firelight. It was all so perfect. That should have been warning sign number 1. I was on his phone scrolling through his Facebook. I was searching for a funny SpongeBob meme he had shown me earlier. I wanted to send it to my sister. After failing to find it on my own Facebook feed, I got on his phone and started to scroll through his. Then a little Facebook Messenger bubble popped up in the right-hand corner of the screen. Now, normally, I would ignore it. He had never shown any signs of cheating or being unfaithful, so I wasn't worried. But something about the profile picture drew my attention. It was hard to make out the full image in the tiny bubble, but I couldn't help but have a sensation of familiarity looking at the image. Without thinking, I clicked on the bubble and pulled up the chat. Shit, I whispered. I was about to close it when my eyes unwillingly read the message. Time seemed to freeze. I couldn't feel my heart beating. My eyes refused to blink. I read the message over and over again, willing it to change. Did you feed her all the eggs? The hatching is tonight. Eggs. My mind went back to all those breakfast in beds. The hot chocolate chip pancakes, strips of bacon, and of course, scrambled eggs. I felt a lump rise in my throat, and before I could react, another message dinged. Make sure you give her the nectar before 9. That's when it starts. And make sure to put down towels. It gets a bit messy. He attached a laughing emoji at the end. But I felt far from laughing. I clicked on the photo and went to the profile. I stared in silent shock at a man who looked exactly like my boyfriend, even down to the beauty marks on his face. It was like looking at a mirror image. Was this a twin he never told me about? Maybe a catfish. But then the photo was one I had never seen before, and with people I had never met. The copycat had his arms around a woman's waist. She was smiling and holding a handout with a large engagement ring on it. I looked down at the one on my hand. It was identical. Quickly, I looked at the posting date and stifled a sob as I read the date of the day before. At a town in Arizona, on the other side of the country from where we are now.
Dude, you remember what to do, right?
The bubble popped up again, and I instinctively threw the phone to the other side of the bed. My ears were ringing, and I was drenched in sweat. I nearly screamed when my boyfriend called my name from the next room.
I have a surprise for you to celebrate our wonderful time together.
I glanced at my phone. Second-guess myself. Maybe this was all a misunderstanding. I mean, easily explainable. No reason to call the cops. Taking in a deep breath, I rose onto shaky legs and slowly walked out of our bedroom into the kitchen. My boyfriend was stirring something in the pot on the stove and humming the Macarena to himself. I couldn't stop thinking about those messages and stood staring at the man I had loved for 6 years. He turned and smiled at me. His teeth were white and perfect, but his smile seemed so fake to me now.
There you are. You look rough. Had a bad nap?
He went to the sink and started to wash his hands, turning his back to me. My eyes glanced at the knife rack to my right. I don't need one.
This is my boyfriend, for Christ's sake. All he's ever done is take care of me.
Still, with those thoughts of doubt dancing through my head, my body impulsively reached over and quietly slid a knife off the rack. Carefully, I slid it into the waistband of my jeans and pulled my shirt over it. Just as I finished pulling my shirt down, my boyfriend turned around and grabbed a bowl out of the cabinet beside the stove.
Hope you're hungry. I made something extra special tonight.
He started to scoop the creamy substance from the pot and into the bowl. I glanced at the clock above the sink and read 8:45. It was almost 9. I slowly went and sat down at our two-person table, making sure to keep my eyes on him
the entire time. He whistled as he carried the bowl over to me. He set it down gently and then kissed the top of my head. I used every fiber of my being to keep from recoiling from his lips. He then went and sat down across from me, still smiling that dazzling fake smile. He glanced from me to the soup and then back to me. After I made no attempt at eating, his smile slowly started to fade.
"What's wrong? Aren't you hungry?"
His brows furrowed, and the corner of his lip twitched. I shook my head, my hand hovering near the knife in my pants.
"But I made it. For you.
Just try a little, please?" His voice changed, seemingly angry and desperate. I could see little beads of sweat forming on his forehead, and still I shook my head.
"Eat, damn it!"
He slammed his hand on the table, causing the liquid in the bowl to slosh and spill over the side. I jumped and instinctively pulled the knife from my waistband, but made sure to keep it hidden under the table. My boyfriend now looked like a shadow of his former self. His eyes were wild and encircled with dark bags. His hair was unkempt, and he bit his lip anxiously. He started to get up, then froze as his eyes looked at something to my right. Quickly, I glanced over and felt my heart sink as I realized he was staring at the vacant spot on the knife rack. The spot where the knife I was now holding had been. Slowly, his eyes went back to me, and they seemed to darken and sink even further. I sat frozen, unblinking. Our eyes stayed locked, and we both knew that I knew. Then the most inhuman screech escaped his lips, and he threw his head back. The once gorgeous beauty marks, the ones I used to count and trace my fingers over, seemed to widen and blink. Soon all the marks were wide black eyes that blinked and looked frantically around the room before looking at me. Looking straight on me. I could see myself reflected in millions of pools of black. Then at the corners of his mouth, two mandibles started to tear out of his flesh. They pinched and twitched, launching red gore across the dining table floor. Before me stood the shattered image of the man I had fallen in love with, the thing I had let into my bed. Before I could react, I screeched again and launched itself at me. I flew back in the chair, my head colliding with the tile floor. I screamed as those pinchers snapped open and shut mere inches from my face, its eyes spinning in their sockets, and globes of drool landed on my face and my mouth. His once deep green eyes were now solid black and took up almost all of his face. They were insect-like, and I could see the image of my screaming face reflected back to me over and over and over again and to infinity. With him on top, I couldn't angle the knife to stab him. My left arm struggled to keep his mandibles away from my face, and I choked on the saliva dripping into my mouth. The thing's mouth snapped open and shut, and flecks of blood flew across my face from its exposed pinchers. It drew back as it was getting ready to lunge and sink its teeth into my face. In a split second, I righted the knife and plunged it into the thing's stomach, letting out an angry scream as I stabbed it over and over again. The thing's screeches turned to clicking, then to chittering, then fell, finally fell silent. Its many black eyes slowly started to dim and unfocus. With a shove, I heaved it off of myself and ran to the kitchen sink, throwing up all the drool and blood that had fallen into my mouth. I collapsed against the kitchen counter and started to sob. The thing twitched, then moved no more. What the hell? Like I wasn't scared enough to date. But seriously, I don't even know how to handle this big of a change. At least it was some unworldly creature. That's not the worst reason for a breakup? Or maybe that's just my jaded way of looking at things. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. Okay, guys, seriously, I want to hear from you. This life is too lonely to not reach out. Take that step. Submit your story. You think that, you know, no one will like. Let me know what kind of story you're dying to hear. All of this is made possible through the website. Wait, what is the website, you ask? Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. The rest of it I am tired of saying today. So please leave a review, any kind at this point. I just want to know what haunts your thoughts. Speaking of which, let's give one final shout out to the author of our nightmares this week. You can find them on Reddit with the username Lone Donut. Phew! Now that that's over, let's finish this nightmare's end. Here's the last bit of today's episode. Enjoy, if you dare. When I was finally able to muster the energy to move, I went back to our bedroom and picked up its phone off the floor where I had thrown it. There were more messages from the other one, and some new ones from other people. I could tell that they all looked exactly like my now dead boyfriend. I spent a few hours going through his friends list. There are thousands of them. I don't even think he is friends with all of them. It would be too obvious. I found most of them by Google image searching his photo. It came up with millions more. Some might be repeats, but I know there are more. I thought he was the one. He was so perfect. So handsome, so sweet, and so eager to cook for me. I'm telling you all of this as a warning. I'm not the only one who is with one of these things. Maybe, just maybe, the person you are in love with isn't who you think they are. And maybe its eggs are growing inside you too. Right now. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Hopefully, you don't have eggs growing inside of you. Until next week, creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.